every pitch.
Swing and a miss. He struck him out.
And they improved to 5-1 on this young season.
Every trade.
What I'm excited about is the arms and the youth that they have in the starting rotation is complemented by experience and talent in their bullpen.
Every moment that swings the game. With Brewers insider Dominic Catronio on Wisconsin's Afternoon News.
How about those Brewers? 5-1 on the season. How about Dom Catronio? He's the host of Brewers Extra Innings. He is the Brewers expert in our city, and he's with us. Hello,
Encyclopedia.
Dom.
Encyclopedia.
Yeah, he is.
How we doing?
Good, good. It's so good to have you here. I guess let's start with something that a lot of people are talking about. It's the ABS system for balls and strikes. It's been utilized a lot. Give us your evaluation. How is this working out?
I've been a fan of this since the moment it was announced. Honestly, the way that ABS actually helps umpires and helps people realize just how good they are is what I'm most excited about, because I kind of view ABS in football terms as like fourth down, right? You'll know instantly who's going to go for it, who are the ones that are really excited to use it, but there's still some strategy to it where you can't just go willy-nilly with it and then suddenly you're out of challenges early or you've turned it over at your own 40-yard line or something like that. So I've loved it. I think it's more than just, that's a ball, I have to challenge it. Well, if it's a 1-0 count in the second inning with nobody on base, it seems like a bad time to be wrong, whereas you got to make sure you have one for the end of the game.
It's almost, there was one, Dom, that was so egregious. It was so in the middle of the box, and he said it was like, it was a ball. And is it making the umpires look bad?
No, I think it's both ways, where the egregious misses are able to be fixed now. But then think about how many times we've seen it on the corner and a batter is feeling arrogant or a catcher is feeling like he's got it right. And, you know, the ABS confirms the umpire got it right. You know, I think we forget the umpires are right on average 93% of the time, and they're calling more than 200 pitches a night. I think it's really impressive what umpires do on a nightly basis. And in the long run, ABS is going to confirm what we already know. These are the best in the world. Right now, the current rate of successful challenges is only 50%. I mean, I think that's exactly what you want to hear, where it's a coin flip. You have to know for sure if you got it right.
Dom Catronio is with us here on WTMJ. Let's stick with pitching. Starting pitching has been pretty phenomenal in the sports. We heard from The Miz. Woodruff had a great start. Is this what the Brewers expected heading into the season, or is it a little better than they expected?
Well, I mean, I would even throw in the fact that the Brewers are doing this without Quinn Priester right now. The worst start of the first time through the rotation was Brandon Sproat, my pick to click from the National League Rookie of the Year, so that's on me. I put him in the cooler. But the reason that the Brewers' starting rotation is so strong is the fact that they have depth behind it, and they stockpiled arms. Kyle Harrison was super impressive in his first outing on Monday. But then you've still got Robert Gasser down in AAA. You've got another kid named Shane Drouin down there in AAA. They have more depth to come. And I think that when you look at the starting rotation, it's going to get better when Quinn returns. And maybe when Sproat learns what it takes to be a big leaguer. You throw in a veteran like Woodruff and you throw in what Miz has been doing. The pitching has always been the root of the Brewers' success, right? Pitching and defense are the two things they always have to get right, and that's what they've been doing in this run of success.
We have Dom Catronio on with us. Dom, I know that you've been talking to The Miz, speaking of pitchers, about the fact that you and him are both engaged and wedding planning. And so have you talked to him at all about that recently?
I talked to him briefly in spring training. I said, welcome to the club. Enjoy wedding planning and everything. This is where he is braver than me, because I asked him about the ring, you know, like the shopping process and everything like that. He's like, I just went and got what I could get. I'm like, you didn't get advice? You didn't get, you know, some input from your fiance of like what you want, what kind of cut? Like when I took my fiance ring shopping, it was mind-blowing of how many options there really are. So
oh,
I learned
yes.
a lot that day.
I'm sure he did really great.
That's brave.
They're high school sweethearts.
Oh, that's mm-hmm. nice.
I've met her. She is a doll. Wonderful. And very close
that.
To his mom and dad. Mm-hmm.
How'd you meet your bride, Dom?
We met in college years ago. Actually, it's funny. I went to Arizona State. She went to Boston University, so you found the brains of our relationship there. But we met in college years past, and then we rekindled a couple years ago, and the rest is history. But a note on Miz, though, too, is, of course, this weekend with the Brewers going to Kansas City, hometown. He's not pitching this weekend, but he gets to go home to Kansas City, see a lot of friends and family.
Oh, that's nice. Julie and I are really looking forward to getting your wedding invitation. So
yes,
give us a lot of notice. Give us advance notice.
John gives really good gifts.
And Julia's love language is gift giving.
The dinner budget here real quick and make sure I get the right spirit package here now.
Yeah, because we're not above being wedding crashers. So if you don't want us there, you might want to keep the date secret.
I might need to get some security now. You just added to the budget there, John.
He is the host of Brewers Extra Innings, Dom Cotroneo. Always great to have your input, especially on an off day for you too, Dom. Thank you so much.
Thanks, John. Thanks, Julia.